Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
From the Kendrick Brothers, creators of War Room and Fireproof, comes LifeMark.
Always wondered if my biological parents think about me.
Inspired by a true story.
Imagine how scared she must have been. And then the decision to place you for adoption.
Is that your birth mom?
She wants to meet.
Really?
Yeah. She loved you, and I'm so glad that she made the choice that she did.
LifeMark, starring Kirk Cameron and Alex Kendrick. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Only in theaters beginning September 9th. For tickets, go to LifeMarkMovie.com.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Well, if what the job of why we're here is all about discovering hypocritical politicians doing a bad job, we've got a long list of people that we could go after today. But how about we find some actual solutions for things? Kevin McCullough, big show straight ahead. Don't go anywhere.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, We Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Well, it happened again yesterday. I don't know if you're paying attention.
I haven't heard a peep about all the people that have been told by Biden, you can just come in, and they're going, they're being abused by the cartels, they're drowning in the Rio Grande. You had 50 that died in some shed in Texas. I heard no outrage about any of that. I haven't heard outrage about all the fentanyl that's come across the border that's killing Americans in record numbers. I don't hear outrage about the criminal aliens that have gotten through and have then victimized people, not only in Florida, but all throughout the country. I didn't hear any outrage about that. The only thing I hear them getting upset about is you have 50 that end up in Martha's Vineyard. Then they get really upset. And I'm sorry. Those migrants were being treated horribly by Biden. They were hungry, homeless. They had no opportunity at all. The state of Florida, it was volunteer, offered transport to sanctuary jurisdictions because it's our view that, one, the border should be secured. And we want to have Biden reinstitute policies like remain in Mexico and making sure that people aren't overwhelming. But short of that, if you believe in open borders, then it's the sanctuary jurisdictions that should have to bear the brunt of the open borders.
That makes total sense. And this is why, friends, I've been saying this for a few days. This is why, as we head towards the election of 2022, the people that are going to get elected in either party pursuing whatever they think that they need to pursue. If you speak truth and you tell the voters exactly what is common sense about the situation that they're facing, because they already know the situation that they're in. The challenge here is, are you talking about the things that they care about? And that's Ron DeSantis talking about, obviously, the migrants. You know, what's interesting is you haven't heard a peep about Joe Biden sending the midnight flights to New York and New York City and New York State, having to bear the burden of all of these extra people. Why? Because it's policy here in New York City to take on, they've made it the policy in years past to take on whoever comes. The problem is blue states and blue state governors and blue state cities don't want to have the same issue that the border towns in Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, and California are all facing. And those states are just smart enough to say, you know what? if this is really what you want, because they are not sanctuary places, then we're going to let them come to you and we'll provide the transportation for free. It's not human trafficking like Gavin Newsom is trying to say in a court case that he's putting forward. It's not kidnapping. It's not any of those things. It's just following what those sanctuary cities and states want to have. And friends, if you're hearing my voice in New Jersey and New York and you don't like that, you don't want people coming here taking more jobs away, you don't want potential criminals that are coming across the border to come here and join gangs and expand those that influence, then you have to make a decision when it comes to November 8th that you're going to send someone different to Albany and to Washington, D.C. to do something about it. That's the point. And someone who's fighting to do something about it is Michael Riley. He's the state assemblyman for the South Shore of Staten Island. That's the district that that Nicole Malliotakis did not represent when she was a state assemblywoman there. But Michael is back with us. Michael, thank you for being here. Before we move to the parole board and their nefarious actions, would you respond to Governor DeSantis's view there that that if sanctuary states are the ones that are saying, hey, there's nothing wrong with an open border, then they should bear some of the burden, no?
You know, Kevin, first, thanks for having me. I really appreciate you having me on. And you know, the governor's absolutely right. You know, that you want to have a sanctuary city, this is the consequence of it. And yeah. A sanctuary state. And, you know, it's funny, though, as they send them to these places like Martha's Vineyard and some other areas, and when they send them to New York City, it's funny how all these righteous liberals want to come out and say, we need to embrace them, but then you have NIMBY, not in my backyard.
Right.
And that's the reality we're facing. You know,
well,
they don't want to have the really deep conversations.
Yeah, no, and that's why these are important conversations to have. Well, thanks for weighing in on that. Okay, so I'm not aware of this, but the parole board that Andrew Cuomo and Kathy Hochul and those gangsters helped put together have released 36 convicted cop killers back onto the streets. Can you give me some insight on exactly what's happening there and how these people are getting back out?
Well, the sad reality is that we have a state parole board that has shifted to the left so greatly that they just there's no criteria in releasing these prisoners, these inmates who had cold-bloodedly killed police officers. Now, what they're doing is they're actually letting them out without them truly being remorseful. One example of that is the release of those who killed police officer Pregantini and Waverly. You know, you have Anthony Bottom, who viciously killed them. And, you know, this is something that's going on and it's not stopping. It's getting worse, where every month it seems that there's a cop killer released from prison.
So what does Kathy Hochul have to say about this? Because this is happening on her watch. There was already bad blood between Mayor de Blasio and the NYPD, but it seems like the NYPD would have no use for this kind of policy from Kathy Hochul. What does she have to say for herself?
Well, unfortunately, she's been silent on this. And, you know, Kevin, I'm a retired lieutenant from the New York City Police Department, and some of these police officers that were killed, viciously killed in the line of duty, and their murderers have been released from prison. I worked in those areas. We had police officer Anthony Massimello. I was a sergeant in the 6-7. He was killed in the 6-7. I got there after that incident, but I can't tell you the heartbreak that the officers that I served with there, that knew him personally, felt. You know, then you have police officer Raymond Cannon. He worked in the 6-9 precinct in Brooklyn. In 1994, I was a rookie police officer. I got out of the academy in 1994. I got on the job in 1993. He was assassinated in December of 1994. He responded to a bicycle shop that was getting burglarized, getting robbed, and the perpetrators shot and killed him. They were already released. They didn't show remorse. And where's the governor on this? Where is Governor Hochul on this? She's silent. She hasn't said a word. And that's why we're all up in arms saying, why are we treating these criminals with kid gloves? You know, yeah. Andy Bottom, Herman Bell, they got out. One of them got invited to SUNY Brockton to speak about being a political prisoner. He's not a political prisoner. He killed a police officer in cold blood, savagely killed him. One of the officers that he killed, he took the other officer's gun while he was dying and shot the other one execution style, standing over his body. These are the individuals that we're letting out of prison that show no remorse and then want to go on a speaking tour about talking about being political prisoners.
It's unacceptable. And Mike Riley, you're doing a great job on the South Shore of Staten Island. Keep fighting the fight in Albany for your constituents. But this is one of the reasons, friend, why you've got to get out and support Lee Zeldin. He wants to clean this up. His lieutenant governor, Ms. Esposito, she wants to do the same thing. NYPD herself. You got to get out and you got to make change if you want change to occur. Mike Riley, thanks for being with us. Kevin McCullough, coming right back.
If we don't have a base in the Black and Latino community, we can't branch out. You got to have a strategy, and that's at least my strategy. Black lives matter. Black lives
matter. From executive producer Larry Elder.
The first conscious act in organizing our people is to let them know who they are.
Comes the highly anticipated film from director Justin Malone.
If you think you're an American, you will fight to protect the interests of capitalist America.
An eye-opening expose on the demoralization of America.
If you know you ain't no American, you'll fight to destroy every aspect of American capitalism.
The rioting, burning, and looting began.
Down here.
Watch the film that is waking people up. A cinematic page turner. Mind-blowing. Excellent. Eye-opening. A masterpiece. A sequel that stands on its own. Uncle Tom Part 2. An American Odyssey. Available on Salem Now.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you got lower back pain, neck pain, upper back pain, even sciatica, maybe completely debilitated from walking due to the amounts of pain in your back, then you need to talk to my great friend, Dr. Melinda Keller. As the director of the Brooklyn Spine Center, she specializes in that non-surgical spinal decompression. And what I love about Dr. Keller is that she's committed to eradicating the pain, not with scary injections or surgery, but she wants to make sure your spine is healthy. She gives you a complete diagnosis. And if you have a bulging disc, spinal stenosis, sciatica, or herniated disc, she is going to point you in an all-natural direction first that will not cut on your body or put shots into your system. Find out for yourself, because she's going to help you alleviate that pain and doing things like walk freely again and playing with your kids or grandkids. So call Dr. Keller now, 718-234-6200. That's 718-234-6200. And let Dr. Keller and the Brooklyn Spine Center help you today. That's 718-234-6200 or brooklynspinecenter.com.
Download the AM570 The Mission mobile app on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on WMCA.com. Tune in iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Listen to Tim Kennedy and It's Just a Mortgage Saturday afternoons at 5. Learn about reverse mortgages. Tim is a certified reverse mortgage professional with U.S. Mortgage Corporation. Have equity in your home? Will a reverse mortgage line of credit benefit you and your family? Visit TimTalksReverse.com or call 631-750-0520. There are misconceptions about reverse mortgages. Will I lose my home? Do I give up home ownership? Will my children be burdened with debt? None of these are true. A reverse mortgage line of credit may help you achieve specific goals, the ability to age in place, maintain financial independence, or plan for a more safe and secure retirement. TimTalksReverse.com or 631-750-0520. Listen to It's Just a Mortgage every Saturday afternoon at 5 on AM 970 The Answer and AM 570 and 102.3 FM The Mission, WMCA. It's Just a Mortgage with Tim Kennedy.
We know summer is coming to an end, which means Invite Health is having our annual Labor Day Buy One, Get One free sale. The sale is on now. Buy any Invite Health product at suggested retail and get the second bottle free. Say hello to the change of seasons the right way by learning more about how to stay healthy from me, Dr. Amanda Williams, by listening to past shows and informative podcasts all at invitehealth.com. Give us a call to order by phone or to speak with a degreed healthcare professional 7 days a week at 800-673-2345. That's 800-673-2345. 2345. Visit invitehealth.com for our retail locations and to set up a free nutritional consultation in person by phone or by video. Take advantage of Invite's limited time buy one get one free Labor Day sale. Contact Invite at 800-673-2345. That number again, 800-673-2345, or go to invitehealth.com. Invite Health. Get healthy. Stay healthy.
Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because our Sleep Number 360 smart bed is really smart. It senses your movement and automatically adjusts to help keep you both comfortable. Plus, it's temperature balancing, so you stay cool. It's even smart enough to know exactly how long, how well, and when you slept. Our smart sleepers get 28 minutes more restful sleep per night. Sleep Number takes care of the science. All you have to do is sleep. Don't miss our Labor Day weekend special where all smart beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed plus free delivery when you add a base. Ends Labor Day. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Hey, college football fans, I'm Sloan Martin.
And I'm Mike Golic Jr.
And college football Saturday night is going to be kicking off the season in Gainesville, first game of the Billy Napier era for the Gators.
And they get to take on a Utah team that came out the end of 2021 red hot.
And we hope you'll join us because Saturday nights are meant to be fun. Catch us right here Saturday at 7 on your home for college football Saturday night, powered by Learfield.
On AM 570 WMCA.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, so we know that we're in an election cycle. We know we're less than 50 days away from the November elections. We know that Republicans have to very much stay on point. And if they are going to do what I'm watching them do with Lee Zeldin in New York every single day, pressing the crime issue, his campaign ads thus far have been brilliant. It's just surveillance footage of crimes being committed and attaching it to Kathy Hochul. Ron DeSantis continually putting the migrant issue right in front and center of the president's house or Martha's Vineyard or the vice president's residence. And people like Carrie Lake, who when they get asked about, you know, why don't people of color trust law enforcement? And she's like, what kind of moron are you? They're the people that want the most law enforcement in their neighborhoods. It is, if they stay on message with that kind of discipline, they're going to do really well in 50 days. If they get off of that, if they start talking about Trump or Mar-a-Lago or other nonsensical stuff, they're going to wish they hadn't done that, because it's going to be pressing those issues that are going to make the difference. But what if you're running in a state that has just passed a new budget and law that basically allows you, as the incumbent governor and sole party that's controlling a state, to basically do whatever you want to do and get away with it for free? Like, you can just say, do anything. Is that, in fact, happening in California with Gavin Newsom? He certainly is forgetting things like the fact that he once bussed migrants out of the city of San Francisco when he was the mayor there to other places without permission. But he wants to, like, put Greg Abbott and Ron DeSantis in jail for it. Seems kind of odd. But is he protecting himself with this new kind of cushion of being able to say what he wants? David Marcus has written about this at Fox News, and he rejoins us. Of course, you've read David for years at The Federalist. He's their New York City correspondent there, but also writes at Fox News, The Daily Wire, and other outlets. So, David, what exactly happened in California, and why is all this taxpayer cash going to go to basically protecting people that don't need protection of speech that they probably should hear?
Right. So there's $25 million in this budget that Gavin Newsom signed that is going to fund 40 fellowships a year in journalism. You know, sort of sounds anodyne, sounds like the kind of thing that, you know, state government might do. But when you go in and you look at how this is actually going to work, the money's going directly to Berkeley University School of Journalism. Which is somewhere to the left of Whoopi. I mean, it's just one of the most progressive, you know, institutions in the world. And they are to select 40 people who will be paid $50,000 a year by the state to go into professional newsrooms and report on things like marginalized communities. We know what the job really is here. They're supposed to go into these newsrooms and give a progressive version of the news. And unfortunately, that's now what gets taught in journalism school. You're not supposed to do both sides anymore. So it's really dangerous, and it's a strong step in the direction of state-run media, which is an absolute nightmare.
So explain how it works, because they're going to be in these newsrooms, but you say in your piece that he's purchased favorable coverage for himself for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, forget about the fact that these people know who signs their paycheck, right? That it's basically Berkeley and the Democratic Party in California. Even if you don't look at it cynically in that way, the journalists produced by Berkeley School of Journalism are by definition progressive journalists, because the rules of journalism have changed, right? You are no longer supposed to treat Republicans and Democrats the same way when you cover a story. So all of these reporters are going to have learned that, and are going to be there basically to make Republicans look bad, to make Democrats look good, basically to be what we already have in the media.
Well, and this is one of the reasons why, friends, it's going to be important that when you are presented with a set of facts, regardless of who's putting them in front of you, that you say to yourself continually, is this something that I can rely upon, and why? What is the underlying truth about what is being said here, and to what degree are the facts backing up what they say? And even when you do that, there is going to still be a moment in time where from time to time you may have been deceived by one or more of these new strategies. And David, you're exactly right. The new dynamic in journalism, and I was a journalism major, is not to first tell the facts and tell them clearly and plainly, and to, as best you can, keep perspective out of it, just report what happened. It has now become somewhat of a tribal thing. You tell it with a slant, and if you don't tell it with the right slant, then your readership or editorial board may decide you're no longer qualified to be where you are.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. The idea, it was really a post-Trump idea, although news was slipping in this direction already.
For a while.
Yeah, somewhere around 2006, 2007, the New York Times started doing what it called news analysis.
Yeah.
It's not quite a straight news story. It's not quite an opinion piece. It's somewhere in between. And they were doing this because they felt like they were losing the opinion side, right? And they really needed to.
Well, when your number one Iraq correspondent has been caught reporting exclusively from his Midtown Manhattan apartment for the entire war, you kind of lose credibility on the facts themselves.
And that's ultimately that's the biggest deal here, is the lack of credibility that we have in our academic and credentialing institutions. There was a time when maybe you could trust those letters at the end of somebody's name to mean, hey, this person probably knows what they're talking about. This week, the Atlantic magazine ran an actual article arguing that men do not have any biological strength advantage over women, that this is all a social construct. Everything that you've known throughout your entire life with your own eyes, that's all made up. And why was The Atlantic able to publish this absolutely insane and farcical article? Because the person who wrote it is a professor at a college, has those letters after their name. So it's just not trustworthy anymore, if it ever was.
Yeah. No, well, just personal observation about that. In our house, the bride is a big fan of Dancing with the Stars, and she's watched several seasons of it. And last night or this week, they rolled out the new season, and evidently there's a person on there that looks like a woman who is not a woman, and I would not have known just looking at the person doing the dancing, but she had read some background on him or whatever, and she said, and the man that he's paired with is not that significantly bigger in size and strength. And she said, you know what, this is going to be interesting if he has to pick him up and flip him or twirl him at some point during the season. She said, because he looks like he's a girl, but he doesn't weigh what he would weigh if he was a female in the same respect. And I hadn't even thought about that, but bone density, muscle mass, all that stuff. Yet some smart guy with fancy letters after his name can tell you that none of that exists.
No, none of that exists. that weight is not a result of like mass
it's just
and gravity.
Pure imagination. He's not even feeling it. It doesn't really weigh 100 pounds more. It's just your imagination. All right.
And if he is feeling it, then he's a bigot.
Of course. Yeah, it's his problem, not the fact that he's actually holding someone who weighs. Right.
This wasn't all right. No.
You got to head over to Fox News and read David Marcus's latest, what Gavin Newsom and his woke California flunkies want to do to the news. Oh, heaven help us. Kevin McCullough, come right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. MyPillow is having their biggest bed sheet sale ever. The MyPillow Percale sheets are available in a variety of colors and all sizes now on sale. For example, the queen size regular, only $89.98, now only $39.98 with your promo code WMCA. Order now, as there is a very limited supply. The MyPillow Percale sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. They have deep pockets to fit over any mattress. The MyPillow Percale sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Square and use promo code WMCA to receive the MyPillow Percale sheets for as low as $29.98. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798 and use the promo code WMCA. That's 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798, and promo code WMCA.
The following is a paid political announcement.
Hi, this is Frank Pallotta, Republican candidate for United States Congress here in New Jersey's 5th District. I'm not just running to return my district to Republican hands. I'm running to represent all of the people in my district, including seniors, veterans, small businesses, and everyone who longs for real bipartisan leadership. I've just launched a weekly radio talk show on AM 570, The Mission, called Frankly Speaking. Our show will air Thursdays at 9 p.m., so please tune in. We'll be discussing the issues that are relevant and critically important to all of us here in the 5th District and across this great state of New Jersey. If you'd like to know more, please visit my website at frankfornj.com. That's frank, the number 4, nj.com, where you can follow our campaign, catch up on the issues, and if you like what you see, please feel free to donate. If you have any questions, contact our office at 201-783-8801. Thank you.
This is Frank Pallotta, and I approve this message.
Hi, I'm Kevin McCullough. There are people that live in all kinds of circumstances, and sometimes the houses we have or the homes that we have inherited or can't seem to service anymore, they become bigger headaches than they're worth. That's why my good friends Sean and George at Swift Homebuyers are ready to help you now. They'll pay cash for your house. It doesn't matter what kind it is. Could be vacant, could be left over from a divorce, a junk house that needs thousands in repairs. They'll buy a house in any condition at any price. Cash for probate, inherited houses, houses where you have renters that won't pay their rent. Sean and George and Swift Homebuyers are Christians, and they are a family-owned real estate business. Call them today and find out what you can get from them for your house that's given you this headache. 732-800-4020. They'll buy houses in any condition, and they'll pay cash. Kevin McCullough, I trust Swift Homebuyers to get the cash out of your home that you need. I think you should give them a call. 732-800-4020. That's 732-800-4020.
It's Dr. Lederman speaking with 007 about prostate cancer.
You're 007.
The real 007. I was diagnosed in 2005 with prostate cancer. I requested a biopsy.
Why?
Because going up, I got a biopsy that I had cancer in my prostate.
And then the doctor told you, hey, you got to have
surgery.
Did your doctor tell you about Dr. Lederman and radiosurgery?
It's his bread and butter to operate. Not only do they leave the cancer behind, which is the most important thing, but you're incontinent and your sex life is kaput. I knew about your treatment, which was very easy to do.
15 years later, your PSA is zero.
My urinary life is okay, and my sex life is very good.
For more cancer information, call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted, 1384 Broadway. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. You know, when we talk about being healthy or having a healthy sense of who we are, a healthy life, there are things that very easily try to get in the way of that and intervene in your own mind, in your own life, in your own body, sometimes those of our children as well. And one of the things that I have really appreciated about my next guest is that there has been a desire to see how law enforcement can actually help in the battle for drugs and violence in people's lives and how it can make a real difference. In fact, their organization is called LEAD, Law Enforcement Against Drugs, and we are grateful to have Nick DeMauro with us, who is part of that group. And, Nick, appreciate you being here.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm real excited about growing LEAD through with and in partnership with AM970 and 520. We're really excited about working with you.
Well, it's going to be a great partnership here in New York City, and you have you have chapters all over the country, right?
Yes, we're in 41 states and growing rapidly. We provide other services in a few other states. We have over 3,500 instructors with over 1,500 law enforcement agencies we serve. And we're really excited about the direction of our organization.
What is the primary focus and methodology of LEAD? How do you incorporate law enforcement into the community work, trying to help people, you know, be aware that drugs are going to hurt them?
Well, first of all, our product is evidence-based, tested, proven effective. And we're excited about the curricula. We partner with the Mendez Foundation. We offer what we feel is the most effective curricula available to law enforcement in the United States. And this curriculum is designed in a way to educate the students on making good decisions and understanding the consequences of alcohol, tobacco, and other drugs, and gotcha. Along with violence.
Well, and yeah, and that's important. And oftentimes the two go hand in hand, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And our mission is very focused. We stop drug abuse, we deter drug-related crimes, we stop bullying and violence, and we promote the resources that law enforcement agencies have in the United States.
Well, one of the ways that you're going to be getting the word out even more so is you're starting a radio show, and there are people that listen to me, Nick, across the country, and so it's great to have you be able to reach them digitally as well. But talk to us about the new broadcast that you guys are firing up this coming weekend.
Yes, and it's called Battling Drugs and Violence with the LEAD guy. And obviously, I'm the LEAD guy. I'm the CEO of the company. And I'm excited about bringing in guests to talk about current issues, talk about what's going on out there. You know, I have on Saturday, we have the executive director of the School Resource Officers Association for the country. And he's going to talk about what is an SRO? How do SROs get trained? How do they stay safe? And on top of that, we have the former U.S. drug czar from the Office of the National Drug Control Policy Office, Jim Carroll, who is going to be talking about, you know, fentanyl and the issues facing all of us around the country.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a fascinating type of thing. I'm going to bring on prevention experts, police chiefs, school superintendents, instructors, classroom instructors, local community policing. I have the president of the New Jersey Community Policing Association is going to be on board, some diverse groups. So I'm real excited about the direction of the organization. And we're going to stay on top of current issues. You know, hopefully there aren't that many, but when they pop up, we're going to address them, we're going to talk about them, and we're going to be a public service.
Sadly, we know very strongly that the longer that the border is left kind of wide open, the worse the fentanyl situation gets. And I've talked to many pastors here in the New York City area that are just tired of doing funerals for families, kids who have been victims of this. So this is really vital stuff that you're doing, Nick. And friends, if you're in the New York City area, that's going to be Saturdays at noon on AM 970, The Answer. AM 970 The Answer here in New York City. If you go to AM970TheAnswer.com or look up the station on TuneIn or any of the places where you go to do your radio streaming, you can also get it on your app, nationwide. Past episodes of the show will also be archived at am970theanswer.com. So if you miss an episode and there's a particular topic or something that is particularly helpful, you'll be able to chase that down afterwards as well. Nick DeMauro, welcome to the airwaves. So glad to have you with us, and thanks for being here.
Yes, thank you. And please look up LEAD. Like our Facebook page, Law Enforcement Against Drugs and Violence. And go to www.leadrugs.org.
Leadrugs.org.
And I'll see you Saturday at 12.
All right. Sounds good. Nick DeMauro, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Kevin McCullough coming right back.
Listen to Pray for the Nations every Sunday at 1:30 p.m. with Pastor David Hernquist of Van Nest Assembly of God in the Bronx. Jesus taught us to pray, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." We believe that God's word for 2022 is to simply preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus to every people group in the earth. As we pray for the nations to hear about Jesus, we believe for a global awakening to our Savior. We invite you to listen to Pray for the Nations every Sunday at 1:30 p.m. Van Nest Assembly of God is located at 755 Rhinelander Avenue in the Bronx, between Holland and Wallace Avenues. VanNestAssembly.com provides more information about the continuing education classes with Berean School of the Bible through Global University. These courses are designed to help fulfill your calling as a church leader, layperson, or for your personal enrichment. Tune in to Pray for the Nations every Sunday at 1:30 p.m. VanNestAssembly.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134.
Download the AM 570 The Mission mobile app on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on WMCA.com, TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg speaks with the 55th governor of the state of New York, David A. Patterson. It's Reaching Out, Saturday afternoon at 4:30 on AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA.
Hello, friends. This is Jason Belletta from Be Alive, the Royal Jelly Company, and I have some great news for you. If you want to be uplifted over the weekends, you now can by tuning in to WMCA every Saturday morning at 10 a.m. for the Be Uplifted Show with Jesus, Matt, and Lori right here for you to listen to. Sponsored by Be Alive.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. MyPillow is having their biggest bed sheet sale ever. The MyPillow Percale sheets are available in a variety of colors and all sizes now on sale. For example, the queen size regular, only $89.98, now only $39.98 with your promo code WMCA. Order now, as there is a very limited supply. The MyPillow Percale sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. They have deep pockets to fit over any mattress. The MyPillow Percale sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Square and use promo code WMCA to receive the MyPillow Percale sheets for as low as $29.98. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798 and use the promo code WMCA. That's 800-651-0798. 800-651-0798 and promo code WMCA.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, so glad to have you with us. We call it Wellness Wednesday for a reason around here. We actually do think about your health in very specific ways, and we want to make sure that we are doing what we can to assist you in those tips and pointers and other things that are going to, you know, help your life be of better quality. And yesterday, I made a boo-boo, and I think my next guest is going to, she might wrap my knuckles for it. Dr. Melinda Keller, my very good friend and proprietor of the Brooklyn Spine Center, the number one chiropractor in all of Brooklyn, and helping people in so many aspects of their health. And Dr. Keller, it's always a pleasure to have you with us. Thanks for being back.
Kevin, I look forward to our conversation all morning. Great to be back.
Let's talk about, well, so yesterday, I'll just give you the context, and then you can tell me what I did wrong. But I'm hustling the little ones off to school, and, you know, now they're 7th grade, 4th grade, 2nd grade, and they're more independent, and they get a lot more of their own stuff together in the mornings, and I just forget that sometimes they're as small and as still developing as they are. But we got out of the car, and I'm walking my little one, my princess, to her drop-off place, and she's like, "Dad, the backpack is so heavy." And she was only carrying it on one shoulder. And I said, "Oh, my goodness, sweetheart, you've got to put that on both shoulders, and you need to stand up as straight as you can." But I was reminded, you know, between Chromebooks and textbooks and notebooks and, you know, a spare jacket and a lunchbox and, you know, all the other things that they're shoving in those backpacks these days, what is that doing to their little spines as they are still growing and forming their bone health?
You know, good question, Kevin. And you mentioned the Chromebook. You know, so we're hoping that there'll be less and less because they're heavy. They're saying that your backpack, the latest studies are really showing about 10% of your body weight. So if we take a 7th grader, my youngest is 10th grade. What's a 7th grader weighing these days? They definitely should be, you know, two straps on two arms versus one. And, you know, what I've been seeing for years is my kids, again, right, are getting a Chromebook. You know, there's less and less textbooks, which is a good thing. But if they are too heavy, it's not a great thing, especially
well,
when they're young and they're developing.
And I was terrible when I was in school and through college, and then when I was doing a lot of commuting early in my career, you know, I would always just throw that really heavy bag over one shoulder. And explain what happens to the spine when somebody doesn't distribute the weight evenly across that. What does it do to the actual spine itself?
I mean, any, you know, whether it's a backpack on one shoulder, any one-sided or unilateral repetitive activity, you know, whether it's carrying, lifting, pushing, pulling, will you know, can misalign your spine, can cause an imbalance, can cause a posture that's off. We see it a lot, Kevin, with one-sided sports. Take a tennis player,
right?
You know that, you know, a serious tennis player, and take a student, take a high school tennis player. They can be practicing 1, 2, 3 hours a day. It's one-sided. You know, golf, very, very popular, and I must share with you, I have retaken it up as of yesterday. But again, it's one-sided. You know, someone goes to a gym and they work out with a trainer, whatever they do with the right, they're doing with the left.
That's,
you know,
true.
So definitely, you want the spine in the center of our body.
If you are compressing on one side, if you're carrying a backpack, that compression, it just, the whole spine curves in that direction.
It can. It certainly can. Right. We've been getting great results with the non-surgical spinal decompression.
Well, let's talk about that. If you've got, and I would hate to think that people would have children that would have misaligned spines, but if you've got anybody in the household that is, what are some of the first things that they should be doing to think about their health this year? Maybe a checkup at the Brooklyn Spine Center to kick things off.
Absolutely, or, you know, or a chiropractor that are happy you know, with closer to them. You know, most parents, it's the beginning of school, and we're getting teeth checked and we're getting eyes checked. And I know my high schooler had to go for a pediatric visit and get this wellness form checked out so she could be allowed back in school. And too often the spine is neglected. You know, too often, Kevin, I'm seeing patients. I'm their first chiropractor. Some of them are 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years of age.
Right.
You know, where most people have been to a dentist, have been to an eye doctor, do get their blood pressure checked, and so forth and so on. People are still, you know, pretty just uneducated. It's not that people know and don't do it. I think just in general, people think chiropractors are back pain doctors, and we're wellness doctors. You need your spine holds you up. Your spine, Kevin, as you know, houses your central nervous system. You're better off with a bone in place than out of place. This is natural. You know, this is holistic. You know, I had a young patient this morning in her early 20s. You know, 3 weeks of back pain unprovoked, no injury, no accident. Mm. You know, went to her primary and has three different medications. And she's 23 years old.
Wow, that's young to be on that much.
A nerve block, a muscle relaxer, and a painkiller.
Ugh.
And it's like, whoa, I mean, you know, not that it's never necessary, but it's just not the first, you know, to us, and you and I have been chatting for many, many years, find the cause of the problem. You know, not just be concerned with the symptom, but what's
right.
causing it, and if you can approach it naturally, you know, without medication, injection, surgery, it's, you know, everyone agrees that it's best.
Again, Dr. Keller's not saying that there's never a place for any of those things. And in fact, there may be situations that require it. But if you get checked out, if you have regular checkups and you're keeping your spine healthy, then the likelihood of that, Dr. Keller, goes down considerably over time.
Healthy. You definitely want a healthy spine, especially, Kevin, as we age, you know, for some of the listeners that are getting more golden years. It's the spinal health later on will really, a lack of it will really affect your quality of life.
Yeah. You know, well, this is why, friends.
People that can't ambulate anymore. I mean, it's awful. So
yeah, no, they can't even walk. But yet,
is absolutely best.
But yet, after just a few sometimes sessions with you and the spinal decompression, they're walking again, and they didn't think they would be able to do that.
Yeah,
friends, I'm going to encourage you. I'm going to encourage you to go online. To BrooklynSpineCenter.com, there are loads of testimonials, videos of people's firsthand stories that Dr. Keller and her team have helped, and I know that you will be encouraged by all of that. Dr. Keller, we always appreciate you being with us on Wellness Wednesday. Thank you for stopping by.
Kevin, we also appreciate the invitation, and I hope to see you soon.
Yeah, you've got it. And she just told me as we were just coming on the air, two more of my listeners this week were in there. Just this morning, getting help from the Brooklyn Spine Center. Kevin McCullough coming right back. Stay here.
We know summer is coming to an end, which means Invite Health is having our annual Labor Day buy one, get one free sale. The sale is on now. Buy any Invite Health product at suggested retail and get the second bottle free. Say hello to the change of seasons the right way by learning more about how to stay healthy from me, Dr. Amanda Williams, by listening to past shows and informative podcasts all at invitehealth.com. Give us a call to order by phone or to speak with a degreed healthcare professional 7 days a week at 800-673-2345. That's 800-673-2345. Visit invitehealth.com for our retail locations and to set up a free nutritional consultation in person, by phone, or by video. Take advantage of Invite's limited time buy one get one free Labor Day sale. Contact Invite at 800-673-2345. That number again, 800-673-2345, or go to invitehealth.com. Invite Health. Get healthy, stay healthy.
When you need a lawyer you can trust, call the law offices of Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. Call 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
We tried Dynavite Nutritional Supplement, and after a couple of weeks, we noticed a big difference. Our little Gizmo's coat was shinier, and there was a lot less scratching and shedding.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Okay, girls, ready to go?
Yeah!
Mom, I'm hungry. Can I have a snack?
Me too, Mommy.
You want a snack?
Yeah!
Got it?
Children learn from our behaviors.
Mommy, can you open this,
please? All right, hold on 1 second. Okay. Okay, here.
Thank you.
They learn what is okay from the adults they see.
Mommy, are you on your phone?
If you're a distracted driver, chances are they will be too. What kind of driver are you raising? Funded by the Governor's Traffic Safety Committee.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, you know, at the end of the show, I always try to have some sort of something that is tangible and something that you can hold on to. There's been a lot of discussion, medically speaking, about what is best for children that may express a desire to explore whether or not their gender is opposite of their sex. This is a young woman who gave her testimony on Capitol Hill just this week.
Over the past decade, there has been as high as a 4,000% increase in children being referred to so-called gender clinics across the United States. I was one of these children. My name is Chloe Cole, and I am an 18-year-old former transgender child. I transitioned from the age of 12 up until 16 when I realized it all was a lie. My story is a cautionary tale. Children and parents across the country have been caught off guard by gender ideology. Discussions about transgenderism and gender identity went from being a relatively benign social oddity to a doctrine that has invaded nearly every academic, medical, and educational institution, seemingly overnight. How did we get to this point? How did we get to the point where nearly every pediatric institution in the country considers it best practice to remove the healthy breast tissue of children while administering drugs typically used to chemically castrate high-risk sex offenders? Raising these important questions is not bigoted, and the refusal of activists to give straightforward answers should be seen as a major red flag. People across the entire political spectrum who believe that this practice is morally wrong have been told that they are fascists or bigots for even questioning this atrocity. Others have been convinced by self-proclaimed gender specialists that this is the only treatment that will not end in your child committing suicide. I believe Americans deserve to know the truth about this radical and perverse ideology, marketed as necessary and life-saving healthcare.
That is Chloe Coles, and she is exactly right. In fact, if you are following Kelsey Bowler's series over at the Independent Women's Forum, she's putting together a documentary, most of which has included thus far moms who have had their children transitioned against their permission. And we're talking about minor-aged kids. We're not talking about teen and adult or young adult kids. We're talking about preteen and early teen children that school boards, school systems, teachers, etc., have assisted. And you're going to hear more of those stories, the kind of story that Chloe was just telling, because it is happening. She had her breasts removed as a 14-year-old girl. She was put on puberty blockers at 13. Her parents didn't know what to do when she told them at 12 that she wanted to be a boy. But she discovered by age 16 that it was all a lie, and there was nothing she could do to go back and change it. This is the tragedy, friends, that this entire movement has brought about. And even our doctor friends that have been on the show, Nicole Sapphire, Dr. Siegel, they have talked gravely about the use of those blockers and surgeries for permanent change in a child's body that young. It's just not something, it's not good medical practice. It's not good at all. So try to encourage you, if your kids are struggling with this, there's help out there. Keep listening to this show. Keep asking questions. Don't just settle for what they tell you, that you have to give affirming care. Affirming care is not helpful. And there's a bigger and bigger number of children that continue to come forward and say that it just was a lie. Kevin McCullough, we will see you next time.